The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So a big welcome to everybody. This is the spring Buddhist studies class. We'll be studying the Buddhist teachings on cultivating wholesome relationships or social harmony. And we always begin by doing this chant. It's something that in a way aligns us with other folks before us over the centuries who have found real value in these teachings from this person, the Buddha. And when we take refuge, the first one, Buddhang Saranang Gacchami, we're taking refuge in the Buddha, but it's not that historic person. That word Buddha means to be awake, so it's a title. We're actually realizing in real time, ideally, that I value awakeness. I value being wide awake, open and sensitive. And Dharma, the second refuge, we value using that wakefulness to be intimate with the conditions as they actually are here and now. Not a different moment, not needing the moment to be different than it is. So that's a very interesting refuge for a human being to cultivate, that exposure, vulnerability even to the present moment. And you'll see this will be a central theme in working with wholesome relationships, because we have so many different ways of holding back or projecting our idea on the relationship to make it what we want it to be instead of a more full exposure to the way that it is. So we take refuge in the Buddha, the Dhamma, and Sangha is that capacity to be alive and to be fearless even and nimble and engaged regardless of the conditions. So what comes out of that intimacy of Buddha knowing Dhamma is a more creative, fearless engagement. And we call that in the tradition Sangha. It doesn't mean just generically spiritual community. It really means the enlightened or beautiful or wise qualities we see in ourselves and in other people in moments when they're in that intimate place, that fearless place of being connected with the moment, both the depth and the breadth of the way it is. Then we'll see in our own lives and those around us that skillfulness comes out of that breadth and depth of connection with the moment. And so it's just a beautiful way for a group of us to begin together, just in terms of our own social harmony and connection as a group of people, just to do this chanting together. And usually when, you know, you hear this chanted in traditional settings, they do it at a quicker pace. We slow it down so we can just harmonize or hear our voices together. So if you're new to it, don't worry, you'll pick it up. And just in case you don't know, the dutiyampi in the second stanza and the tatiyampi in the third just means for the second time, and then tatiyampi means for the third time. So let's do this chant. Buddhang Saranang Gacchami, Dhammang Saranang Gacchami, Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Gacchami Dutiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami Tatiyampi Buddham Saranam Gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami Tatiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami. It will take some time to meditate now. Feel free to adjust your posture, feeling settled and right in the middle of things. Realizing in a very simple and direct way, there is a body here, this living, breathing body right here. This is our primary place of relating, of relationship. So instead of holding back, instead of falling into whatever habit there might be in how we relate to the body, let's show up. Because we care. This mind, this heart, is sensitive to this body. It's in relationship right now. And in fact, the way that the heart is relating to the body is being renewed, being formed, sustained, moment by moment. It's not a fixed thing. So if in any moment you find that the heart is distracted or oppressing the body in some way, well, done is done. But now in the next moment, it could be a beautiful moment of forgiveness or a willingness to be patient, a willingness to relate in a different way, to meet the body, to listen, to find a way to be intimate and experience the healing that comes with simply opening and allowing the sensations of the body to be the way they are. So that means that the real effort, if you want to use that word, because we're in relationship with the body, the real effort is not to forget our honey, our sweetie, this body, this breathing body, this sitting body. It may be an aching body or a tight body, a hot or a cold body. But the truth is, the heart, the mind is in relationship, and it matters. The quality of the way the mind is relating matters. I care about this life, the life here in this body, the feeling heart that's right here, Whatever that heart feels like now, hard or soft, open or closed, I care about the sensations of the body. I care about the quality of the heart and mind. I care enough to be close. Willing to be vulnerable. Willing to feel what's here to be felt. Even willing to experiment with relaxation or softening. Putting down, in a way that feels safe, putting down some armor. If it feels safe, putting down the need to control the body or dismiss the body, dismiss the heart. But instead, we can learn how to cultivate a relationship, a way of relating to the body and the sensitive heart. It's really grounded in a willingness to listen, a willingness to be curious and to feel, and in a from a place of humility to learn. Basically just to learn what's moving, to be willing to feel what's moving here in the body, in the heart. I care about this life, this heart, this body. I care enough to stay close, to not forget. And when I do forget, to begin again. Oh yeah, there is this sensitive heart right here, feeling it right now. There is this sensitive body right here. I'm willing to feel it right now, to be with it. And what a relief it is not to feel obliged to control things, or to judge, or even to define who I am, or what I am, or how it's going. But instead to value being open, value feeling what's here to feel, opening to the totality of the body, opening to the feeling heart, the quality there in the heart now, and give it permission to keep changing, to keep unfolding, whatever that might be like. By committing to being intimate with the body and the sensitive heart here, then necessarily everything else has to be let go of. Or everything else falls into the background. And we're keeping the immediacy of the living body, the breathing body, the feeling heart. We're keeping this immediacy right here in the center, aware, not forgetting. Intimacy without attachment and control. This is our practice. You'll notice the mind having little affairs with this drama or that drama and forgetting the possibility of being intimate with our lover, this body, this feeling heart. But just be willing to begin again. We ask for forgiveness, we show up. Honey, I'm here. I'm so sorry. I forgot you. But now I'm here. Like our actual relationships with our friends and our pets and our lovers. We take the reality of our life for granted, so we tend to space out or get lost in thought. But let's create a new habit of not forgetting. So we'll have another 10 minutes of silence, following this thread of being intimate with the body and the sensitive heart, practicing not forgetting. being very open and curious. Is there actually anything in the way of relating in a beautiful way now? Having a beautiful relationship, mind and body, opening to the moment. Is there anything in the way of the mind relating in a very healing, enlivening, liberating way right now? And if it does seem like there's something in the way, just see how you might relate to what seems to be in the way, relating wisely and with kindness. See how things change. And even if things are kind of wild in your body, in your heart, you can even say to yourself, I'm not afraid of you. Yeah, I see there's a lot moving, there's a lot of pain, there's a lot of confusion. But I'm not afraid, because this is how it is. This is how it is sometimes in a life. In a body and mind. I'm tired of being afraid. I'm tired of keeping my distance. So I'm going to let my life be the way that it is right now. I'm going to meet it just as it is. Coming home. Coming home is an act of kindness and healing.